Oh, look at that.
So I live in Canada, and as a Canadian, one thing I find is that people get us confused with Americans. A lot.
But aren't Canada and America basically the same country?
No. So if that's you, you need to keep watching because I'm about to give you the 10 biggest differences between Canadians and Americans.
Just keep watching the video so I can educate you.
America has a president, Canada has a prime minister. America chooses their leader from one of two political parties, Canada chooses from five. Yes, it's annoying that we have five, but it's Canada. We give everyone a fair shot, eh? Even the Parti Citron, which translates to lemon party. Yep, Canada once had a lemon party. I'd hate to see that caucus. America uses the US dollar, Canada uses the Canadian dollar. Yes, they are different currencies. Here's a picture to prove it. We even have a $2 coin. I see you, rich Uncle Pennybags. Yes, I know Canadian money looks like Monopoly money. That joke never gets old. Canadians often leave the doors to their homes unlocked. Not the same in America, likely because most people have guns and the crime rate is much higher. Actually, that's not entirely fair. We do have crime here in Canada. The only difference is if a robber walked into our house, we'd most likely offer him a beer and ask him to stay and watch the Leafs game, eh? Canadians and Americans spell and say some very key things differently. In Canada, we say pop. In America, they say soda. In Canada, we say letter Z. In America, they say Z. In Canada, we love the letter U and we use it in many words like honor, labor, valor, but in America, they drop the U and cut straight to the chase. America! And of course, any Canadian that travels south of the border is going to get razzed about the way that we pronounce about, which sometimes comes out as a boot. And yes, we say A a lot. A. America's national animal is the bald eagle, majestic, strong, and proud. Canada's national animal is the beaver, strong and hardworking. And I know what you might be thinking.
A beaver? Why'd they go and make that their national animal?
Well, if you're not Canadian, it's kind of hard to explain to you, but let's just say, in Canada, we love our beaver. American and Canadian landscapes are very different. America has states, 50 of them. Canada has provinces, 10 of them. Canada has a population of 36 million. America has a population of 316 million. And America has deserts. Canada has tundras. What's the main difference between the two? Well, basically, theirs is full of strippers and slot machines, and ours is full of ice and wolves. Mostly. America spends trillions of dollars on their military and has one of the biggest in the world to show for it. In Canada, we spend most of our tax dollars on universal health care. But, you know, we still have an army. It gets the job done. America gets a bad rap for having a lot of rude people. Canada, not so much. But that's just the world's perception. Believe me when I say that we have rude people in Canada. The only difference is that, you know, we apologize for it. We pretty much apologize for everything. The way that America and Canada measures things is very different and often causes a lot of confusion. For example, Canada measures distance in kilometers, America uses miles. Canada's weather is measured in Celsius, America Fahrenheit. The confusion part comes in when a Canadian is talking to an American. Because for example, a 30 degree day in Canada is a hot summer day. In America, that's freezing cold. Maybe that's why they think we have polar bears and igloos everywhere. And finally, America's milk comes in jugs. In Canada, our milk comes in bags. What? A bag of milk? I know, right? Yeah, seriously, a lot of Americans don't know this. Our milk comes in bags. You can buy like 3 of these, and it's like, you know, $4 or something like that. But yeah, comes in bags. Wow, it's like a plastic booby. Right? So those are the 10 biggest differences between Canadians and Americans. And I hope that it at least cleared up some things for some of you. And if it didn't, well, you know, sorry about that, eh? Hey guys, thanks for watching my video. If you liked it, please remember to click the subscribe button. I release a new video every single Saturday. And while you're at it, click the like button and share this on Facebook. And if you've already done those things, then...
Hi everyone! I'm Mr. Milkbag. I come from a cow's tit. Bye!
What? I know, right?